There is nothing as lethal as vision.
The Master. Back at the department, the Secretary of State had extended his invitation to a number of outsiders. The second meeting included the Chancellor's special adviser and two researchers from Number 10. For no reason that Davy could see, Sir Leslie Carne had managed to get himself there as well. So many smiling, unfriendly faces. With the possible exception of Sir Leslie, Davy knew that not one person in that room wanted him to succeed. But as he got to his feet, he felt strong. Secretary of State, fellow ministers, others, let me start by saying quite frankly that I screwed up a week ago. I wasn't thinking genuinely creatively, but thanks in part to Sir Leslie, I have since been able to revise my thoughts. And, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a new proposal to put before you that I hope you'll find interesting. Such is the scale of our housing crisis that we need not just a few modestly sized new towns, but a whole new city. You all have the figures. Where could such a city be built? Particularly as we need cheap land and we need the locals to welcome what we're planning, not to fight us. Over the past years, we've all become accustomed to a more extreme weather system, hotter summers and wilder, wetter winters. No part of the country has been more affected by this than the Somerset Levels. They're flooding regularly, year after year. The farmers there are desperate, and house prices are at rock bottom. Villages are emptying as people try to get away. My proposal is that we shall build a new city right there. It was only a few days ago, when I was in Venice, that I realised what might be done. Like the lagoon there, much of the Somerset Levels are below sea level. With excavation and careful planning, there's no reason why we can't create a new network of canals. These would allow the surrounding land to dry up and would provide a perfect drainage system during the winters. They would give us, in effect, new reclaimed islands. Less land, but more useful land. If the Venetians 700 years ago could build the foundations for large stone churches and palaces, then we, with our industrial technologies, can certainly do the same thing here for housing, schools and hospitals. Given the low cost of the land, we can even do it as cheaply as building on less waterlogged ground. So, I propose a new city, a Venice of the West Country. Our critics say we in the Labour Party have no vision, no big picture of the more sustainable, better-built Britain of the future. They will never be able to say that again. I've taken the liberty of speaking to architects and engineers. Lord Rogers of Riverside is enthusiastic, and they assure me that this thing can be done. Proposals for feasibility study sketches and costings will follow. But let me say this. I have a bigger ambition for this new city than that. Why should we not make it beautiful? Why have we put up with so many dreary utilitarian buildings in our small country for so long? I want to see bright colours and a certain joy, a wildness even, in the buildings we set up here. Centuries ago, the benighted peasants of the West Country rose up against the British Crown, so desperate were their conditions. At the Battle of Sedgemoor, they were mown down. Today, many of our fellow citizens are just as desperate as their forefathers. In the new floating city of Sedgemoor, they will have their vindication and their triumph. There was a shocked pause. Then the Secretary of State began to bang the table. Not in irritation, but as applause. Ragged clapping broke out around the room. Sir Leslie Carne appeared to be dabbing his eyes. The joy of routine. In politics,